Learning Masech this human after Amehayim and Aleph. It's a short Amid. Be'ikir, it's the Taisis that has to do with the Shabbos Sugya. So I want to go back to the Shabbos Sugya Taka, the Sugya of Tziruf. And Be'ikir, the Shir will be on that. And what's Negei to this Gemara, I want to be Kailed it in the next Amid. So we're going back to that Amid Dalan Amid Beis before the Mishnah, where the Gemara had a Shailah that Rabbi Yehuda says that they used to heat up the Ashashi Shel Barzel, pieces of iron. They would heat up from Erev Yom Kippur and put it into the Tzainin in order, the cold mikveh, in order to make it not so cold. And the Gemara Sakash, it's mitzarif. It's a iser malacha of mitzarif that you're making this, the iron stronger. So, it's an iser malacha. So, Rabbi says, it's not hot enough to be mitzarif. And Abaye said, even if it's a gilat sirif, davashenim eskavin is mutter. So Gemara says, "Umiyamar Abaye Hachi." Did Abaye say this? I besar losa filu makom sheisham beres yalkes divrei Rabbi Yeshia. That Abaye said that the reason why you need a pasuk to imant the beres amila b'tzeras is this goes to computer davashinim miskaven zoser. So how can Abaye say it's davashinim miskaven? Rashi learns because Abaye holds davashinim miskaven is zoser. So Gemara answers. That's Rashi's girsa. So Rashi's girsa is that when we're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, then there's a din that Davashen Miskavin is Asir. But here, since we're dealing with an Issa Derabanan, Tzirif is not a Malacha Deraisa. Tzirif is an Issa Derabanan. The male on Issa Derabanan, we say Davashen Miskavin is Mutter. So Taisus asks a few kashas. Taisus asks, first of all, it brings Kamarayas or Yehuda. Holds that davashen miskaven is also even by nisa derabanan. And the second kashi asks is that why are we asking from Abaye? Why don't we just ask from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said ashash shabazal yimchamin. Why don't we ask from Rabbi Yehuda straight? Rabbi Yehuda holds davashen miskaven is also. So that's why Taisus learns that the issue is whether davashen miskaven is an nisa deraisa or an nisa derabanan. That's the issue, and we'll get to Taisus soon. But there's a tzlach in Masech the Shabbos that Malva Meis answers Rashi. He says the two terutzim of the Taisus is chadim etarze bechaveta, because the Gemara's kasha wasn't on Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara's kasha was specifically on Abaye. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the answer could be shleigil letziruf like Rabbi Bivi, but Abaye wanted to say himself that by igil letziruf is mutter because davashim is kavim mutter. The kasha was Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, as I state in Rashi. Umi Amar Abaye Hachi, the Davashin of Miskavim Mutter, right? But Amar Abaye, Al Masrilei La Abaye, the Krom Masrilei, Beudim in the Isra Kol Misrei. You see that Abaye holds the Davashin of Miskavim must be also, because Abaye brings a Pasuk as a Rayin to Rabbi Yehuda. And that the Gemara says, that since we're dealing with the Isra Darabonin, the Davashin of Miskavim is Mutter. But any Chanami, on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Tak holds it's us even by the Rabbanans. What's Pratner Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe you say a different teretz. You'll say the first teretz of Le'egil Letziruf. But that's Shittas Rashi. But Shittas Taisus is the Ikka they wanted to bring is the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yehuda was saying Davashen Miskaven was an Issa Rabbanan. And we bring from Abaye that since Abaye learns the Pasuk this way, Abaye says Davashen Miskaven is an Issa Deraisa. That's what Taisus learns. And what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is Davashen Miskaven. By Kala Torah Kula, meaning by other Isuri HaTorah, not Isuri Shabbos, is Takan Issa Derabanan? Is it Issa Deraisa, I mean? So like, Tzitzis Beheris, would be Issa Deraisa. Mashenge, by Shabbos, it's Issa Derabanan. Because by Shabbos is Dim Lachs Machshevis Asher Torah. So Mele, you have to Mechavan to make the Melach, otherwise not Lachs Machshevis. And Mele, it's Issa Derabanan. Now, that common Rishonim that hold their way. There are Yehuda, I mean, Taisus holds their way in that from Aleph and Medeis and Shabbos and Daph Sadekeim and Aleph and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos says in Daph Kuf Chaf Aleph and Medeis that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Davashen and Miskavit is an Issa Deraisa by Kol Terekulam. And by Shabbos it's an Issa Derabana because by Shabbos you have a Ptur of Melechis Machshevis. By Kol Terekulam you don't have a Ptur of Melechis Machshevis. The Ritva is Chalik. The Ritva holds that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Shabbos, it's also Nisa Deraisa. And as they help the Rashba in Ksuvas Nafayim and Beis. So it's a Machalikas Rishainim. Is there a Ptur of Melechus Machshevis according to Rabbi Yehuda? So what do you do with this Gemara? So the Ritva says, because the Rishainim have the Girsa of Ein Shvus V'Mikdash. So the Ritva says that the Emes is it's the Rabbanim because Tziruf is the Rabbanim. That's the reason why it's the Rabbanim. And that the Gemara brings Malach Makshav is not bedafka. It's really that's not the heter, because really we pask in Davashen, really Rabbi Yehuda holds Davashen and Miskaven is awesome, they're icy even by Shabbos. But since it doesn't look like an Isser, it is first of all an Isser Derabbanan. And it doesn't look like an Isser at all, because people think it's not Malach Makshavis. So male, they'll matter the Mikdash. Even the Mikdash, they only matter a Shvus Kal, and not a Shvus Chamer. So that was saying the Davashen and Miskaven is to make it a Shvus Kal. But the Etzim Davashen and Miskaven is an Isser Deraisi even by Shabbos. So the Ma'as Akasha and Taisis, if there's a chilik between Shabbos and other Yisurim, so how do we know that Reb Shimon argues Reb Yehuda b'Shar Yisurim? The Eikam Achleikas we have Reb Shimon Yehuda is by Shabbos. Reb Yehuda holds by Shabbos is an Isur, and Reb Shimon holds by Shabbos it's Mutter. So if you hold that we can't be Mechaldin Shabbos and Shar Yisurim, and according to Reb Yehuda, it's Asim Yidereisah by both, so Reb Shimon holds it's Mutter by Shabbos, who then by Shar Yisurim? We're not Mechalik between Shabbos and Shar Yisurim. If you find the Heter by Shabbos, that applies to Shari Surim as well. And if you find that Shari Surim is an Issa Deraisa, who then Shabbos is a Deraisa? So maybe we can understand, if Shimon and Yud have a Machlekes, B'kol HaTeri Kula. Masha'en Kain, if you can hold like Taisis, that even if Yud holds its Chaluk, that by Shabbos is Derabbanan, and you want to say, according to Yud, by Shari Surim is Deraisa, so maybe if Shimon also is by Shari Surim is Deraisa. They're just arguing about the Issa Derabbanan by Shabbos. And the Gemara in common place, Kama Mekaymis and Shas brings that Reb Shimon argues by Yehuda even by Kol HaTeri Kula Misachim Nachavam and Beis Gabi Kalayim in Sanhedrin Napeim and Beis Gabi Chayvul Ba'aviv. So why don't you say that Shabbos is different? Demis is the Bissel Shrek was awesome Mekaymis to Davashen and Miskaven that's Mutu by Kol HaTeri Kula the Sefer Teres of all as the Kasha. But I think the Teres of Taisis is like this. There's no two machlokes in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. I think that l'chayit the parsha the teretz. Parsha the teretz to answer the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva's kasha is if we have a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon by Shabbos, and they even Reb Yehuda's maskim, it's only asim and erabanan. How does it follow there's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon by Kol HaTeri Kula where their Reb Yehuda holds it's asim and eraisa? So I think Taisus holds like this. Davashen and Miskaven is not Malechus Machshavis, period. Both according to Buddha and according to Reb Shimon. It's not Malach Smachshavis. There's no Machlekes about that. But as that alone, even Reb Shimon wouldn't hold that it's Mutter, because everything that's Pater, as Malach Smachshavis, is also in Rabbanan. You have common things that are Pater as Malach Smachshavis. You have Misasik, and you have Mekalkal, and you have Malach Shein Shichel Gufa, which is actually Machlekes in Reb Shimon. But if you hold Malach Shein Shichel Gufa as Pater, it's still also in Rabbanan. You never find anything that is mutter, even midirabbanan, because not malach smachshavis. So what's the pshat according to Shimon and Davashen and Miskaven is mutter b'shamis? The heter of Davashen and Miskaven b'shamis is not because of malach smachshavis, it's because of the same heter of Kol HaTeri Kula. Davashen and Miskaven have two things. First of all, there's a heter that's not considered your maisa. It's considered nasim elav, whatever it is. It doesn't have a din maisa. And that's by Kol HaTeri Kula and by Shabbos equal. And that Reb Shimon holds his mutter, and Reb Yehuda holds his asher. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold such a thing. Even if you end in Miskaven, the Maisa you did, it is called your Maisa. There's another heter of Davashen and Miskaven, specifically by Shabbos, Malach Smachshavis. And that is no Machlekes. But else that is Tak Asim and Rabbanan. So the Gemara could tell it too, because even though Shabbos has another heter of Malach Smachshavis, but that heter won't be Matim in Rabbanan. If Reb Shimon holds his mutter, even in Rabbanan, Maisa Reb Shimon Stam doesn't hold this in Avera. So then, that heter would apply to Kol HaTeri Kula. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it a heter b'chlal. But there's another heter of Malach Smachshavis. So Mele by Shabbos will be the Rabbanan, by Kol HaTeri Kula will be the Raisa. As they mean if Shat and Taisus. But Lamaisus and Machlekes, Taisus holds that Davashen and Miskaven, according to everyone, is Mutim the Raisa and Shabbos only Nisa the Rabbanan. And by Kol HaTeri Kula, Rabbi Yehuda holds this in Nisa the Raisa, and Rabbi Shimon holds this Mutter. And the Ritvals know that even by Shabbos, Reb Yehuda holds it's the Issa Deraisa, and here it's Mutter because Sirif is the Rabbanan, and the Gemara brings in Davashen and Miskaven to make it a Shvus Kal, even according to Reb Yehuda. Now, another interesting thing about this Gemara, and Gishmaka Inyan, is that Abaya says it's Mutter because Davashen and Miskaven is Mutter. So the Ritva asks the Kasha, why didn't he say it's a Psik Resha? Davashen and Miskaven is Mutter only when it's not a Psik Resha. Here, it should be a Psik Resha on the Sirif. So he says, even if it's a Giyul Tzirif, it won't necessarily be Mitzdarif. Not all metals, when you put it into water, are Mitzdarif and become stronger. and you don't leave it in the water so much, you just want to get it to be lukewarm, and the meal is not a psikresh. We don't know if it's going to be mitzayef or not. And as I frag, the Rishonim and Shabbos also say the same kash and teretz, but then there's another teretz from the Rabbanu Muhammad. Rabbanu Muhammad says that maybe it's already mitzurif. This metal that you're using, maybe it's already mitzurif. That's why it's not a psikresh. Even if you're going to say it'll definitely become mitzurif, but maybe it's mitzurif already. That's why it's not a psikresh. As I state in the Rabban, and the Miri and Shabbos says the same thing. So there's a shmuz about this. In Hilchas Psikresha, Nabi Allah speaks about it in Simin Shinta Zayin. There's a whole discussion there about closing a drawer when there are flies in it. Is that a problem at Seda? The Rishonim say it's a problem at Seda. But the Taz discussed this. There's a whole thing, but the Taz says this shtickle. This is how he learns Pshat. He says, if you know there are flies there, you're not allowed to close the drawer. It'll be Nisav the Rabbanan of Seda. But if you don't know that there are flies there, you don't have to go check if there are or there aren't. Because the davashayin miskaven, you're not miskaven to trap the flies, and it's not a psikresha. If you know there are flies, it's a psikresha. But if you don't know if there are flies, it's not a psikresha. So the Bi'alach declares that maybe the din of psikresha is only when the suffix is a suffix lahaba. When you're dragging the thing, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to make a ditch or it's not going to make a ditch. It's a suffix lahaba. Something might happen or might not happen. But if the suffix is la'avar, a suffix in a mitzias, which already is, maybe that's not called a non-psikresha. Maybe it's a suffix of a psikresha, and it'll be a suffix derais of l'chumra. As I quote the Bi'alacha Asvara, and he's mefapal about it, but in the end he brings that this Ramban is a raya to the Taz. Because here, if you say the Svara, that l'haba, you don't know if we'll become mitzurif, like the Ritva says here, in the Rishonim and Shabbos Dafim Aleph. So that's a suffix of Laba, that's not a psikresha. But the Ramban says in other teretz that maybe it's already mitzurif. And that's La'avar. We don't know. Is it mitzurif? Is it not mitzurif? So that's a suffix La'avar, and still you see the Ramban calls it not a psikresha. In the middle, it's a raya to the Taz. Now, the Bi'alacha brings the Makar to his svar from Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega in Zinyar Dei Sim Pei Zayin. And there's a discussion there. Someone's traveling, and he has to cook food. And the goyim also cooking on the same stove. So can he stir the coals under the stove that will cook his food, but also cook the goyim's food? Because maybe it's basa b'cholov and the goyim shabbats. So the Ramah discusses it. The Ramah has a tzad to aser it, and good. And there's a discussion about it. So Rabbi Kivega asks the kasha, the davar she'ein miskaven. You're not miskaven to cook the food in the goyim's pats. You're miskaven to cook the food in your pat. And you don't know that there's basa b'cholov in the goyim's pats, so it's not a psikresha. So why don't you say that it's mutter because the davashayin and miskaven. So Mekvega says, probably the pshat in the Ramah is, davashayin and miskaven is only what's going to happen. That you don't know if it's going to cook or not. But here you know for sure it's going to cook. You just don't know if there is basa b'chol, if it's a suffix l'sha'av and not a suffix l'abah. On that you say, it's called a suffix psikresh, you'll say suffix derais of l'chumra. So that's a raya to the svara of the bi'alacha. That's what he brings. But l'maisa, he says, the Ramban says like the Svar of the Taz, that even if suffix Suresh is not called a psikresha. So, I also saw a share from Shmuel Ruzovsky in Ksuvus, the Simon Zion, that he says like this. He says, L'maisa, L'chaisa Macholikas Rishonim. The Ramban says that if you don't know if it's Mitzurif or not, that's not a psikresha. But this din of the Ramah comes from the Goyis Mardechai. And there we don't know if there's basa b'chalav in the pad, and there we don't say zedav v'shenim miskaven. So you see that it's called like a suffix psikresha, and it's aser. So he has a kasha. There are more here paskins that it's aser. So he seems to paskin like the paskin, like the guy Yismarchai, that holds the Kinegi Svara, that a psikresha is only something which is not a psikresha, has to be a suffix is on la'aba. But a suffix is called a psikresha, it's a suffix psikresha. And the Taz seems to hold like the Ramban. So why did the Taz mention that the Ramah brings the Deya, in your Deya, Paskins in your Deya, that it's not called Ipsikresha? I'm sorry, that it is called Ipsikresha. Right? Why didn't the Ramah bring this Ramban, that according to Ramban it should be mutter to stir the coals? So he says, what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila if Ipsikresha is only Lahaba, or Ipsikresha is even Lashavar? So he says, you could clarify Chakiru. Why is Ipsikresha mutter? Why is Ipsikresha Asir? Why doesn't Ipsikresha have the Ptur of Davashayin and Miskav? So you could say one of two svaras. Either you could say, because when you're mechaven for something, and you know something else will happen, so that means you're mechaven for both. So it's called you're mechaven for that thing, that's a psikresha. Or you could say, no, you're really only being mechaven for one thing. Navas, since the other thing will definitely happen, it's not called two maises. It's not called, when it, you don't know if it will happen, so it's two different maises. I'm doing one maise, another maise is happening, I'm mechaven for that maise, so I'm not responsible for it. Mashayim lives a psikresha, so it becomes one big maise. So even though I'm only mechaven for this, but this and the other thing is one thing, it's definitely going to happen. So let's call the kavana on the whole maise. Hazakim Shuzovsky, very interesting. He says, on Shabbos, we have a tour of Melachas Machshavos. So Melachas Machshavos means that has to be Yadas. So if you didn't know about it, you didn't know it was going to happen, so it's not Yadas, it's not your kavana. So Mela, it should have the tour of Davashin and Miskavin of Shabbos, even though it's a Safek L'Shavar. But Lamaisa, you don't know about it. By Kol Terekula, it's not a shaila whether you need kavana, whether that Yitaka have to want this maisa to happen. But Kol Terekula, the vart is, if this maisa is a separate maisa, and you are mechan for the maisa, it's not your maisa. But here, since it's a Safek L'Shavar, Lamaisa, let's say by the closing the drawer. So if you close the drawer, and you could have closed it in two ways, either we'll make it tzeid or not, you don't know what's going to happen. So the pshat is considered two maises. The closing drawer is one maise, the tzeid is a separate, second maise. The tzeid is not going to happen. So the avashen and miskaven is mutter. Mashayim, the tzeid will definitely happen, but you don't know if the flies in the backs. So you don't know what the maise is. But on the tzad there, flies in the backs, it is a maise tzeid. It's considered one maise, it'll definitely happen. So you don't have the ptur of kol terekula, or like when you're stirring the coals, and there might be a basa b'cholav in the pot. On the side is basa b'cholav in the pot. It is a maisa bishul basa b'cholav. So that's what he wants to say. Maybe it's not a stira. When you're dealing with Shabbos, like the Taz, so Shabbos, you need Melachas Machshavos. It's not Melachas Machshavos. If you don't know the voice, you don't know that you're doing a maisa seda, it's not called Melachas Machshavos. Mashenke, they call it terekula by bishul basa b'cholav, there's no ptur of Melachas Machshavos. The ptur is because it's not your maisa. But here, on the tzad, it's basa b'cholav, it is your maisa. Samele, he wouldn't say psikresha. Samele, which dim, on Shabbos, taka, asaf, psikresha would be mutter. But on Kol HaTerekula, asaf, psikresha would be asir. The Tazner Ramo would stim very good. But the Shul Zavsky says, Lamaisa doesn't stim so good. Because, ay bezai, it should be asir mir Rabbana by Shabbos. Like we said, this Cheshbin, that any time the Ptur is on Smlech Smachsheves, so you don't have it, it's not mutter, it's asir mir Rabbana. In order to be mutter by Shabbos, it has to have the Kol HaTerekula dikadin. If all it has is the Melachas Machshavos dikadin, so it's not going to be mutter by Shabbos. So he's mefalpel about it. He wants to say, could be according to the Ritva that was saying, that wants to say that even that does want mechalting Shabbos and call it Terekula. So maybe the Melachas Machshavos and Shabbos would be mutter. But you have to work it out. What's the two things? But he first says that maybe al kaponim you could say that since it's their abundance, and now you can mount al safa their abundance lekula. The Taz just wants to make a davar sheni miskaven it should be the rabbanon, and so al Shabbos dikadin it's not a melachas machshavos. I al kol terekula dikadin it is a psikresha, and the mele should be also a rabbanon. But now it's a safek the rabbanon. But he says it's anyway safek the rabbanon because the flies are not b'mina notzed. He's ma'arich about it. But the cheshbon is a gishmak a cheshbon. So you find similar in this taisis. The taisis discusses the shita sa'arich. This big taisis here discusses the shita sa'arich. The Aruch holds that psik veisha d'lamichalei is mutter. You only have an issa psik veisha when you're nena. When you're not nena, there's a heter psik veisha d'lamichalei. So Rabbi Chanan, in Ksuvis, it's Aishid Ches, it's on the Taisus saying Ksuvis, which means the Aruch, wants to say, what's the machalek is the psik veisha d'lamichalei is mutter? The Aruch says it's mutter. Taisus argues, Taisus holds his asa. What's the machalek? He wants to say, that hakira that we said about psik veisha. If psik veisha is a pshat, that since it's definitely going to happen, it's considered being mechaven for that, it's only when I want it. If I want it, so mamela, I'm doing one maisa, I know the other maisa is going to happen, and I want that other maisa, so that's considered a kavana. Mashenkin, if I don't want it, so then it's not considered a kavana. That must be Shainim Seiris Mefurish, the Rosh in Perik Tezayin and Shabbos Oishkes. He brings, the Lashon is, the Reb Shimon is only mechayev segregation. The chalichalei by smachet the ikla meimer and sadly the mechaven. Also the Rebbeinu Chananel and Suka Dachla Megillah Mebeis. If segregation you say the non sadly the mechaven, so then avada by segregation by nichalei. If you don't want it to happen, you don't care about it. So there's no non sadly the mechaven. But if Sikvashis is Yisayin, it's not that Davashin and Miskaven is when it's two Maises. I'm doing one Maisa, another Maisa is occurring. I'm not Mechaven for the second Maisa. Whenever it's a Sikvashis, whenever the second Maisa will definitely happen, it's one big Maisa. So then who cares if it's Nichalei or Nichalei? That's what Bechanan said, that's what we would learn the Pshat. But he says the problem is like this. He says this is Bechanan and Ksuvis. He says, Tayyis and Ksuvis asks the Kasha. He brings the Rayat to the Aruch because it says you could pour wine on when you make a nether to give wine on the Mizbech, so you could pour wine onto the fire of the Mizbech. So Marisa Kasha, but what do you mean? You're being Mechabed as an Isser. The Eishal Mizbech took about Lay Sichbe. You've got to rely on the Rayat of Lay Sichbe. So the Gemara says, it goes to Rav Shimon, it's Davashayna Mizkabed. So Fexach Lekasha, it's a Psikresha. So the Aruch brings the Rayat from there, since you don't want it to be Mechabed, it's a Psikresha, so it's Mutter. So Taisha says, it's not a Raya because the mitzvah is different. Since you're doing it for a mitzvah, you're pouring the wine on his back for a mitzvah, you're out of the wine, so then we allow him to do a psikresh l'nichalei. So you see, Mefurish, that Taisha also holds this a head to a psikresh l'nichalei. He just holds this in Issa Rabbanan. Normally psikresh is the Raisa. Raisa is, that Taisha Sengsuvis holds that psikresh l'nichalei is the Rabbanan. So come there's no big machlekes. Everyone agrees that psikresh l'nichalei is not really a psikresha. Because otherwise it would be asa mi deraisa, and you can't say l'tzarech mitzvah is mutter. Elamai, so they both agree in lomdis, it's not called a psikresha. Now Taisa says it's an issa derabbanan. So where did Taisa get this should be an issa derabbanan? Who state is a issa derabbanan? So he says, l'maisa Taisa brings a raya, that psikresha l'ichalei is also from the case of mafis mursa. So maybe there it says it's an issa derabbanan. One of the rayas that Taisa brings, mafis mursa, the Gemara is mavur that it's also. Maybe there, state that there's an Issa Derabbanan. That's Rabbi Chanan and Ksuvis. But that's all for Taisa and Ksuvis. The Chayef and Taisa see, you could learn like Rabbi Chanan. It's much more geschmack. Because Taisa's Beferish says this Svara. Taisa's Beferish in the Lashon when he says, Miu Ikkel Meimar, middle of the Taisa's. He Beferish says that no. That you can't say by Shari Surim is Derabbanan. You could say by Shamas is Derabbanan. Because you could say that Sikvesh L'Nichalei has a din that's not Melech's Machshavis, but by Shabbos it'll still be Asur Rabbanan. But by Kol HaTorah Kula Zaktaisis, you don't have that option. Either it's Mutter, or it's Asur Midaraisa. Where would you get an Issa Derabbanan? So Taisis here holds that by Kol HaTorah Kula it's Taka Asur Midaraisa. And by Shabbos, there you have a Heter, it's not Melech's Machshavis. So Meli Kamamish Shev B'chanish Tekotari very geschmack. The Aruch holds that the site of Sikvesh is considered Kavana, and whenever Sonichalei is not considered Kavana, Taisus says no. The site of Sikvesh is considered one big Maisa. So even if it's Lanichalei, it's one big Maisa, it's an Issa Deraisa by Shari Sunim. But Grada, if you don't know about it, I mean if you don't want it, so Mel is not Melech's Machshavis. So you happen to have the Pter of Melech's Machshavis, even according to Yehuda, so Mel will be Asa Derabbanan by Shabbos. And by Kol HaTorah Kula will be Asa Midaraisa. And Taisus here by Mezalfa Nyayin Lagabe Ishim does the same Mitzvah Shani. He says he Mezalfa B'tipim Dagais, or you do it Lagabe Yevorim, that it won't be Ipsikresha. So Mechanan Shtikl is very good in that with Taisus. It's Taka Machlekes in the Kol HaTorah Kula Dikad Din of Davashayna Miskavin. If that psikresha doesn't apply, is it because of Leib's Kavana? So then you can say, well, Nichalei doesn't Leib Kavana. Or is it because it Leib's one Maisa, so it doesn't matter if it's Nichalei or Leib Nichalei. By Shabbos, you'll happen to have another Ptur of Melech's Machshavis because you don't want it to happen. Now, the Ikadin of psikresha and Nichalei, like we said, there are four shittas. The Aruch holds its mutter, and the Aruch is before its mutter, signed by Shabbos and signed by Kol HaTorah Kula, its mutter lechanchila. Taisin Ksuvis is mavur, that even by Shari Surim, it's also Minarabonim. So Taisis kind of agrees to the Aruch that Psikresh and Nichalei is not really a Psikresh, but he holds it's also Minarabonim, signed by Shabbos, signed by Shari Surim. Taisis here, and also Masech the Shabbos holds, that it's also Minaraisa by Shari Surim, and by Shabbos is Minarabonim. By Shabbos to Rabbanan because of Melech's Machshavis. But there's a Ramban and a Ritva and other Rishayim and Shabbos Nafkuf Yen Aleph and the Ritva's and Shabbos Nafkuf Gimel that he holds that even by Shabbos if Sikvesh L'Nichalei is Asa Midaraisa. There's Rayas from the case of Ara the Chavrei over there that it's Asa Midarabanan But the Rabban is Deicha, the Raya depends. He says there it's not cool. The case over there was that you're cutting down something because you want firewood, but it's improving the land. So you chayev for charisha. So the Gemara says if you do it in your friend's thing, that you don't care about it, you're not chayev mishum charisha. That's a Raya. The psikreish l'nichle is akapanam asim in the Rabbanan. Or akapanam is not chayev in the Raisa. And the Rabban knows no, it's dafka there because it's not really a charisha. You're just cutting it. It's only considered a charisha if you're mecham for a charisha. But normally, psikreish l'nichle holds its asim in the Raisa even by Shabbos. So those are the four shittas. Aruch holds its mutl l'chachila by all things. Taisis exuvus holds asim in the Rabbanan by all things. Taisis here holds its asim in the Rabbanan by Shabbos and mekal terkul its asim in the Raisa. And the Rabban holds even by Shabbos is asim in the Raisa.